Hashem, we made it. Rosh Hashanah of Chodesh Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah of Chodesh Shvat. The Shem Shmuel explains that, like the Gemara said, Masech Tanida, which those of us who do Daf Yomi learned a few days ago, Mother says in Masech Tanida that a baby, when he's developing in his mother's womb, goes through three stages. It's known by the doctors nowadays also. Hashem, they discovered what Chazal knew thousands of years ago, that there's a shlish, shlish, and a shlish. It's a trimester, they call it. Not a semester, but a trimester. The trimester development of the baby in the womb, and actually the baby moves three different positions, Chazal say, three different places. So every shlish, every third of a zman is already the beginning of a new zman. That's why, for example, every night, Chazal say that there are three ashmolos. The night, even though it's one zman, gets divided into three parts. Rishon, and then second zman, and then third ashmolos haboker. That's a deeper Indian. It's a deeper Indian that Kadosh Baruch Hu made the world. In everything is in threes. For example, in this world, you know, the human personality is guf, ruach, nefesh, ruach, and neshama, the physical, the emotional, psychological. So, you know, the three. Chut ha-meshulash, mehela yinotek, you know, three times. You do something three times. You say, bari chala, and then the chassidim say, third bari chala. You have to have three times. Three times, very chazaka. It's the way the Kodesh Baruch Hu makes it. It's very, very firm. So anyway, baby's born in three stages. So therefore the shana, the year, also has three stages. The year itself is broken down into three parts. And each part is its own separate zman. And then there's the Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of each of the trimesters. So we had Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei. And now, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevet, Shvat, is 4 months down. It's a third of the year. It's a third of the year. Finish our first mini shana, our first mini semester. We can start now the next mini semester. And this mini trimester, this middle of the year, Mamish is a fantastic for Klai Yisrael. The best time of the year. The best time of the year. We finished Me'adin, Dinam of Rosh Hashanah. Then we had, of course, the holidays of Sukkot, of Yom Kippur and Sukkot. But then we went through difficult Zman and Chodesh Cheshvan. Chodesh Cheshvan was a difficult Zman. And then, of course, we had Kislev, was a very special. But then we had Tevis. Tevis is very, very difficult. It's the worst time of the year for Klai Yisrael, Tevis, because it's this Zman of with the Goyim. The Umas Olam have it's their zman. They have their holiday. It always comes out in Tevis, the holiday, you know, their main holiday, and then their New Year. It comes out in Chodesh Tevis. So Chodesh Tevis is always the worst time for Klai Yisrael. We know historically also the big pogroms, Chmor Mitzvah, always took place around this time of the year. And Christmas, New Year's was a very bad time. So Baruch Hashem, we came through this man of Din. The Rosh Hashanah of Din, first 4 months of the year. Now, these 4 months that you have now is the Zman of Chesed. We start with Tu B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah Leilonos, Shvat, and then Adar, B'Nafachu. Everything is now so sweet in Adar, everything is so wonderful. And then Nissan is Mamash Chodesh HaGeula, the highest of the high, and Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to us. Mamash, it's a tremendous man, Chodesh Aviv, of the springtime, and then Pesach. And then from Pesach we go to Shavuos, Matan Torah. And so this is all the way down till Sivan. Then after Sivan, Tammuz is already back to the time of Dinim, Tammuz Av. So Baruch Hashem went through the first third of the year, and Baruch Hashem, Yeshiva, was a learning stock, and we already actually worked out very well. They gave a shtickle, they call Beina Semesterim, for more chizuk of Torah, people in Mishazik, they learned either in the yeshiva the whole day, or those of us with Zecha to go to Eretz Yisrael, to go to Malkam HaMikdash and Yushlayim. Just 2 days ago, I was mamish by the Kaddish Kaddashim, more Kaddish Kaddashim, for a few hours, Baruch Hashem. So, Zecha for that chizuk in the Beina Semesterim. Now we're ready to start the Rosh Hashanah, the Ilanos, the new Zman, the Zman of tremendous Chaskus and Chizuk. And I have to say, as I was driving the last day in Eretz Yisrael, I saw the Shkediot, or the blossoming. It was, I never saw in my life, but around Beit Shemesh, where I was, mainly, there were a lot of Shkediot, and they're full of blossoms. It's the only tree, white, completely white, beautiful. I'm going to say a little Torah from Rav Wolfson, Shlita Mashgiach. And those of you who saw my son give out a sefer now of his Torah, so he's a big Rebbe. So he says like this on Pashas, last week's Sedra of Shabbos Shira. Shabbos Shira always comes out the Pasha Shabbos before Tu B'Shvat. Chazal saying the Zohar, anyone who sings Shiva LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Olam Hazeh will be from the Meshorim in Olam Haba. It's going to be a huge, huge choir of all the Mezamrim, all the Menagmim, all the Baal Yeshiva, all the people who sang songs of Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world. So those who sing in this world, it's the Mashgiach likes to say that there are certain things which you can do which are like tickets. You want a ticket, right? You want to have a winning ticket. You go through life, and life is a problem of getting the winning ticket. Everyone's trying to get the winning ticket to get to Olam Haba. So, some tickets are very hard to get, you know. I'm a tzaddik. No color terakula. These are not such easy tickets to get. But sometimes Chazal tell us an easy ticket. You buy this ticket, it's very easy. And with this ticket, you go, I got tickets to Olam Haba, so I mean, at least you get in. I'm not saying you get the front seat, but at least you're going to get in. So one of the tickets, Chazal say, is Kol Mi She'omer Shira, V'Olam Hazeh, Yizocha La'omra B'Olam Haba. It's very easy, you sing the Gunim. Those people who never have such Rachmanis in them, that they don't sing the Gunim, not only if they lose out in both Olamas, they lose out an easy ticket to Olam Haba. And they lose out in Olam Hazeh because without a niggun, so where's the simcha? You need the simcha of a niggun. So those of us who are zeicha and Baruch Hashem, we have a chavrua here, Bali Menagnim, and Eli Barosham, and everybody else is the Menagnis. And I saw a growl of Kazakh. People say sometimes those who are not in this narrow kind of thinking say, well, God didn't give me a voice. I can't sing. I don't understand. I go to Chassidish places and all Borough Park and Eretz Yisrael. A niggun, everybody sings. So what happened to all the people who don't have voices? How come they're singing in all the Chassidish places? The answer is, it's not true. Everybody can sing a niggun. It's only a question of rutzen, if you want. So if it's a little bit more difficult, okay, so it's a job more difficult. So you hum along with everybody else, so you get the niggun. Anyway. That's right. Rabbi Shabbana said, Loish Tavam, and I couldn't even talk, but Oz Yashia, Nigin, a rabbi could do. So, Komi Shaomer, Shira, Bala Mazer, Zechon Lam Abba, that's why the Yisoid, and the Yisoid of the Ramban says, Sir Alocha, Ramban says in his Perishan, the Ramban says for mitzvahs, that Shira is a mitzvah simcha. Rabbi Alocha, Smach the Bechagecha, Smach the Hashem Lokechem, and Beis HaMikdash. So Chiv Shira, saying Hallel, Shira, the words and the negunim of David HaMelech, is a key mitzvah deraisa of the Simachta, of having Simcha. So Memela, since it's a mitzvah to be b'simcha, it's a Shem b'simcha, where the fun of Benona, it says, Marash, it says in the Pasuk, if there's a Shem b'simcha, you want to have Simcha, you have the Mechuyiv to have Simcha, it's where the fun of Benona, come with a vinon, a niggun, a good niggun. So Memela, Baruch Shem, there was Zeicha to come to Rosh Hashanah, Lannis, and Rebbechina, of Oz Yiranenu, Atzei Hayoah. That will be Mamish, a Renana, a Nigin of Kol Atzei Yoah, of all the trees in the world, singing Nigunim. But maybe during the year we don't have so much attention, but once a year we have we thank the trees for singing the Nigunim to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and being Yitz Hashem, an incredible song. The incredible song will be, Rabbi Wilson says, because the Gemara says in, Perichelet, Sidin kol elonei svak shebe'eretz Yisrael, Asad lovei sidin kol elonei svak shebe'eretz Yisrael, ha'etzi peiros. Then Yitz Hashem, that will come Yimayis HaMashiach, Yimayim HaBa, there will be no more barren trees. Yeah, every tree in the world will have fruit. Because we know that because the chet of Adam HaRishon, ate from Eitz HaDa'as Tov Ra, misused the peiros of a tree. So that's why there was an einish, that because of Adam, it says that the Adama was cursed, that there became all of a sudden, a lot of trees became barren after the eighth and eighth of Das. So a lot of trees stopped giving fruits. That was part of the punishment of Adam and Rishon. So we had Tikkun Achet, when we finished the big galus and all the Zmanim of Tzara for Christ, and we Masak and everything, so the world would be perfect. So Vada Asat Kol Yilonei Svak Laitzi Peiros. Therefore, in Rosh Hashanah Yilonis, Rosh Hashanah is always looking forward to a big future. So Azvan Kolat Seyoah, Kolat Seyoah, every tree will sing. Even the Yilonei Svak will have Peiros. So the first thing we do on Chamisha Asar B'Shvat is that we have a tefillah to Kodesh Baruch Hu that the Rebbeinu Shel Bara Olam should have rachmanis on all the trees in the world, rachmanis on Am Yisrael, and all the Jews in the world, rachmanis on all the people in the world. We have Adam Sheniva B'Tzelem, every person is Tzelem Elokim, and he should make all the trees have peiros. Everybody should have peiros. There should be no one, even, and people. Adam ate a sada, a person's like a tree. Now I'll explain to you in a second how a person's like a tree. It says the pasuk Adam ate a sada. Every person who's a tree should have peiros, and the peiros are the kima mitzvahs and the ma'isim tovim that every single person can do and Yitz Hashem will do all the time. And with these peiros will be able to sing the big shira Oz Yuanu Kolat Seyua Fnei Hashem. We'll have a big song. Kodesh Baruch Hu, when I have the Zman of Tchias HaMeisim. So Rashi says, Chumash, Oz Yashem Moshe, Mekan of Tchias HaMeisim in the Torah. And the Tchias HaMeisim is the Koyach of Shira. Koyach of Shira, it gives people life. You see ourselves, you walk around Mamish Nebuch, like a zombie, but have a good Niggin, a good Shira, and suddenly you wake up, we have the Tchias HaMeisim. So the Abchina of Tchias HaMeisim, Kodesh Baruch Hu will give payers to all the Eitzim, and we'll be zeicha for Gula Shleim. We begin the Seder Chamishasa Shvat, Tavshin, Samachayim. Shvi Zaycha, Vashon, Natayra, Masuka, together with all the trees of the world, all the trees who want fruits, especially the Esrik. We have a good Esrik this year. We'll make a L'chaim on Yain, and then we'll eat the Mezaynus. And then we'll talk a little bit about the Yain and Mezaynus. L'chaim. Baruch atu Adonai Noi, Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam, Bei Minei Mezaynos. About the chita, pasuk said, "Kvel alechem about the Yichya Adam Kiel Kal Maisa Pi Hashem. Person doesn't live only with bread, but he lives with the Kaddish Baruch, who speaks the words of Hashem Yisbarach. Chazal say that when you have to teach a baby, when is a baby supposed to start learning his first pasuk of Torah, Torah Tzivon Moshe, Moshe Kivas Yaakov, when you put him on chita, start making for him first cereal, you start feeding him oatmeal, farina, starts reaching the babies just with cholav, with milk, then start feeding him chita, so you start getting chachma bina v'das, start getting das, start eating salads, so you start beginning to understand what's going on around him. So you have to start right away, Torah Tzivul Anu Moshe, start singing Torah Tzivul Anu Moshe to the baby. Because the chita, sign of das, you take a kernel, per se, it doesn't look like anything, and with the chachma people have, they turn it into bread, and bread is the staff of life. People live on bread. Every country in the world, they may have, but if you give people bread, so it's okay. Baruch Hashem, they live. So the pasuk says, "La la lechem levada yichya adam kel kol maitzei pi Hashem." When a person gets the das, he's able to eat from the chita. The chita is supposed to give him the true das to know that pi Hashem, he's living on pi Hashem. And the idea of the pi Hashem is a few things. First of all, we should know like this. I don't know what the biologists and the chemists say, how the food turns into energy, because it goes into the system, it gets digested, it turns into things which go into the blood, and somehow the blood brings it to all the parts of the body. Somehow the body burns it, and it turns into energy. But the fact is, this is all the chitzonius, this is all the superficial explanation of what's going on. Really what's going on is that the Pi Hashem, as the Baal Shem Tov says, that the Pi Hashem, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, puts into every machal, his word, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Vayihi, Vayom Hashem, God said, Yihi Or, Totsi Ha'aret, Deshe. So the Dvar Hashem, the Pi Hashem, is in the Ochel, it's given the Ochel its chiyus, its existence. And when we take it in, so that Dvar Hashem, that Pi Hashem, which is in the food, is giving us our existence. That's why by Chassidim, that's why it's such a big deal, Achila. The Gemara says that Shulchanah Shel Adam Zeh Mizbeach, that a person's table where he has food is a Mizbeach, because it's a place where Ruchnius, it's a place of Ruchnius. It's a completely opposite idea of what, unfortunately, many of our non-Jewish friends have. It's a taiva, you enjoy it, it's for the goof. No, it's a maisa of taking the Dvar Hashem, which is in the ochel, it gives the chiyus, the existence of the ochel, and that Dvar Hashem now becomes part of me, gives me a chiyus. So I'm getting spirituality. That's why when we eat food, has to show them, it should not be just a physical thing, it has to be a spiritual thing, where I'm enjoying. I heard from one of the Chassidus Shabbos said that the taste of the food, the emes, is the taste of the Dvar Hashem. Taste the food, the taste and the ruchness of the Dvar Hashem. You have to just sort of, we have to turn on, focus on that aspect of Yachima. And this is the Das. So we should know that there's a Dvar Hashem. And the Dvar Hashem is in everything which exists, and especially the Torah, Tzivu Lanu Moshe, Dvar Hashem Mamish, is explicit Dvar Hashem. So in Rosh Hashanah Lilana, so the first important Ilan is the Chita, is the tree of the Chita. Chazal say Chita is a tree. So Mimela, in fact, it could have been that it was the Eitz Hadas, the Tova Ra was the Chita. The other Mishma was supposed to eat it, he would have just waited a few hours, as Oshdeit Nari HaKadosh. The Kadosh says if he would have waited till Shabbos, he found himself to eat from the Chita, he had to make Lachem Mishnah. So no question about it, but he jumped the gun, he didn't have any patience. That was a mistake. You have to have patience in life. Have patience. It's like you buy real estate. You buy today, you sit around with it long enough, it'll go up in price. You don't have to make money overnight. Same thing in this world, we have to have patience. A bachem have very short patience. You want to become a big time chacham overnight, a big tzaddik overnight, it takes a long time. Have patience. So Adam didn't have the patience, he ate before this man. Anyway, Baruch Hashem, because Yahweh still gave us the head to teach from the chita, and we get the das to learn Torah properly, because we eat the lechem, gives us the koach, to learn Torah. So in this Rosh Hashanah, Lilonas, in the first Ilon, take upon us, Blinedach, his chaskus. So we're going to go into the new Zman with a chizuk for Dvar Hashem. We're going to try to find the Dvar Hashem in Torah. We're very fortunate we're in Yeshiva, we have a chance to learn Torah day and night. And even in the secular studies, not even, I'm ready to agree with Rabbi Tendler. Mr. Joel quotes that Torah Madat Lechatchila. So Lechatchila, if you look in the Madat to see the Dvar Hashem. If you're learning the Madat to see Motzi Pi Hashem, that in the food, and the chemistry, and the biology, and the physics, and everything else we're learning, we see a Chochma, a Lakus, we see God's tremendous wisdom in this world. So we're discovering a Kodesh Baruch Hu and everything. That's a Madat, very good. So we should be Zocha, that we should have a Shnas Chaim V'Shalom, a Shon of Torah, a Shon of we Hamish see Hashem wherever we turn, we see Him, the Bara Olam, and the trees, and the food, and Torah, Kedosha, and Tefillah. We be Zocha from this, we'll get to the Geula of Chodesh Nissen and Pesach. Okay, now, after the Chita, we want to take Sa'ora. And I want to thank at this point our great friend Talmud Gavriel and of course his Rebbetzin who prepares all of this for us every year. Let's pass around. When you say the bracha,
the giver of Adam, the giver of Hashem comes up.
That's very good. That's very good. I don't think we have to make another mezainus because we made a mezainus on the chita and the sir was on the table. About the Zayas and the Sora. The Zayas is the second period of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Zay Shemen. Chazal say, Avodas Lach Gim Yadru. Someone wants to have Chachma, should focus on the menorah. The menorah which burns the Zayas. Shemen Zayas Zach. Kosas Lamar, Lahalis Ner Tamid. So the difference between the Chita and the Zayas. The Chita is the first period of Eretz Yisrael, and the Zayas the second period of Eretz Yisrael. The Chita is the Torah Shebichtav, the Zayas is the Torah Shebalpeh. The Torah Shebichtav is the Bechina of Torah Tzivolanu Moshe, the Bechina of Din, Moshe Benu, Ish Elokim, told us all the Dinim, and Dinim are the beginning of the world. Moshe Baruch Elokim, because Baruch created the world, midas hadin. He saw that midas ein olam miskayim, so he's mishtatu with that. Bar Hashem Elokim, he's mishtatu midas hachesed. But the fact is that really, ideally, the world should be din. Because what's right is right. What's wrong is wrong. Why should there be any difference between right and wrong? What's right is right. What's wrong is wrong. So really, din. Nebuch, Adam Arishin, our holy grandfather, did a small sin with our holy grandmother. Chava, and because of this, we follow their ways. So Kodesh Baruch Hu had to be mitzav with the din chesed. So we also have to have chesed. We also can't be so strict with people. We have to have a lot of chesed. So Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the fact is that everything is in a shemaim. The Adam sinned was also in a shemaim. It was also in a certain way preordained. God made the tree Torah Vira. God knew Adam Rishon would sin, and God knew that din is going to have chesed. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu really, Olam Chesed Yibane, Kodesh Baruch Hu, even though brought Midas HaDin, but he knew he had to have Midas HaChesed. Chesed improves the Din. Because if you put Chesed and Din together, you get Rachamim, which is the ultimate need of Yaakov Avinu. So, from the chita we go to the zayis. The zayis is the Torah Shebaalpeh. Torah Shebichsav is dinim. Torah Shebichsav is exactly the words of the Torah. Says the Torah Shechosa Ois Achas. Yes, Ois Achas is possible. It's very strict. You have to have exactly the right letters. Any slight mistake in a letter didn't make the Kutah Shel Yud. A little line by the end of the Yud, the whole Sefer Torah is possible. Such a strict din. It's been mamish perfect. So it's very, very full of dinim. Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebaalpeh, full of mistakes. Everybody's making mistakes in Torah Shebaalpeh. No one's perfect. Everybody makes a mistake. That's the way you learn. You learn by making mistakes. You learn. Life is a learning experience. You make a lot of mistakes. You become wise. As long as you learn from them. So, Mele, Torah Shebaalpeh is, that's Adam. Adam is the view who makes mistakes and doesn't understand and he thinks this, he thinks that, but eventually works very hard. He gets it right. That's the whole Gemara is full of all the problems Chazal had to understand, but the Mita Shel Torah, those of us who follow in their footsteps learn Torah Shebaalpeh. And the very interesting Gemara in Gittin says that the little story in the Tanakh, Pelegesh the Giver, so it was this Pelegesh and whatever, so it was a bad Maisa, and her husband threw her out, and a terrible thing happened. So Chazal have a Machlokes, what did she do? Get her husband to throw her out into the street. So one says she did this, one says she did that. Funny thing, who's interested in what she did, but why the guy threw her out into the street? Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu, they asked Eliyahu HaNavi, Gemara says Kadosh Baruch Hu both are showing. They had a discussion in the face of Medrash. So he says that Kadosh Baruch Hu was sitting on his kisei, Shemaim, he was saying, Yimiyah b'ni yomakach, and the other Amora says, kach, that I had the pleasure of hearing the argument about what happened with the Pelegesh B'giver. So Kadosh Baruch Hu has tremendous pleasure when he sees the Klal Yisrael is working, trying to understand, making mistakes, trying to get to the truth. Because that's what life is all about. Life is Torah Shebaalpeh. Life is Torah Shebaalpeh. That's why you spend so much more time in Torah Shebaalpeh than in Torah Shebichsav. You know, the Rambam says you should do Chachiva, Shlish, Shlish, Shlish. But then he says everybody should do the whole Torah Shebaalpeh. Rabbeinu Tam says you don't pass in the Gemara Shlish. Rabbeinu Tam says we just learn Gemara. Gemara is Bavli. It has everything. It has Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaalpeh, has everything. So Mamela, Torah Shebaalpeh is really what Tam Yisrael is all about. It's a process of chesed, of being able to accept mistakes. People can make a mistake. It's not the worst thing in the world. Okay, the mistake, you learn from a mistake. You learn from a suffix. Suffix is very important. Have a suffix. Have to be so sure. So, Melo, the beginning of Torah Shebaalpeh is the Zayas. This is the koyach of the Shemen, Zayizach, and the menorah. Seven branches. Not one branch. Not just one derech, one thing. There's seven. There's at least seven different ways. Shivim Panam the Torah, 70 ways of understanding the Torah. So we koyach of the Shemen Zayis, because it's the koyach of Bina, of understanding, of Das, really getting to the highest level of Torah, and of Chesed. Torah's Chesed al Hashem. Should be Zaycha, and this Hashem al Ilonis, and the koyach of the Shemen Zayis, that Etzel should have a lot of Shemen Zayis. A lot of Shem and Zayis this year. It's a wonderful year. It's a lot of rain, Baruch Shem. A lot of Gishmei Bracha in Eretz Yisrael. There's even snow there left in the Chermon, and all the snow becomes Mayanos, Tahomos, Yotzim, Babikul, Bahar. So we have Baruch Shem a good year. We have a lot of Zaysim, Yizaycha, for a lot of Chachma, Bina V'das. Baruch Atu Adonai Noi, Lahinu Melech Ho'olam, Beirei, Pri, Ho'eitz. Tamar, Tzadik HaTamar Yifrach, Ke'ez when he is again. What's the next one? Next one is Tamar. Crash, yeah. The second is thinking about the Tamar. It's into the Sa'ora, to the Sa'ora. After the Zayas come to Sa'ora, the Sa'ora Mamish, Nabuch, Michael Behema. People, Chazal said to Michael Behema, I don't know, they didn't like barley in those days. They fed barley to animals. Now we put barley into the Cholim. It's very good. But, no. Yeah. So barley is the Michael Behema. But the truth is, people eat barley. So what? Shat, Michael Behema, but people eat it. As a matter of fact, it's in the Chont. Teretz is, we should make ourselves like a Behema. Adamu Behema, Toshi Hashem. So Chazal say that a person should make himself like a Behema. In other words, just like animals, sometimes, first of all, an animal, when it belongs to its master, like a cow or a horse, completely dependent on the master giving him food and sustenance, otherwise he wouldn't survive. If a person, Shimchat Shalom, we don't come with any claims to Hashem. We don't have any claims. Whatever he gave us is amazing. Every second of life is so beautiful, so precious, it's such a tremendous gift. That was unfortunate, a Vaya now in Eretz Yisrael, by a cousin of my mother's. He was a Rebbe his whole life, 60-year-old Rebbe. I'm 60 years, he worked as a Rebbe in America and that as well. So about 16 years ago, his wife, she should be well, had a very severe sickness of cancer, Chmur Islam. She had an operation and she came out of it, she was okay. And a few years later, she lived about a few years later, she lived 4 or 5 years, okay, and then she got Nechman Islam, shouldn't happen, she got Alzheimer's disease. She's living now for the last 6, 7 years or so with Alzheimer's. And she's completely out of, doesn't know what's going on. So, and he is taking care of her all the time. So his children say, so what do you say? And he's always a happy man, very happy, full of simcha. So he says, Baruch Hashem, thank God, my wife didn't die from the cancer. Alzheimer's at the end is better than dying from cancer 15 years ago. So the man was able to see every neshima, every second of life is such a blessing. It could always be much worse, God forbid. It's a terrible thing. I'm allowed to criticize America, even though I appreciate America a lot. But there's a very, I mean, criticism of Tova. America is a country that has so many brachos. Everybody should be walking around singing and dancing the whole day. We shouldn't be walking, we should be dancing. We shouldn't be talking, we should be singing the whole day. It's amazing. Amazing country. It's so beautiful, so much wealth, so much Olam Hazeh. It's tremendous. Meanwhile, I didn't know everybody's so unhappy, so many unhappy people. The biggest profession is psychology. They ask about yeshiva, what are you going to do? Psychologist, psychiatrist. Every rabbi has to have a PhD in psychology because they have to take care of all the people who are so upset. Why is everybody so upset? We should be b'smali simcha. So something, Mamash Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara, he doesn't want people to be able to Kaddish Baruch Hu simcha, further from the banana. So he says, okay, instead of saying the glass is 95% full, it's 5% empty. Find the thing which is no good. So it became a midah in the country. Everybody criticized everything. It's a very bad midah. I mean, the Torah, everyone should be looking at the Torah. Always say things are good. Never say things are bad. Things are good, and with Shem, going to get even better. So that's the idea of being a behema. A behema, a sus, a shar, is maki avus balav. He knows that this is his master. This is the one who gives him his food. He's happy. Baruch Hashem, he's happy. He's loyal. He's a good horse. He's a good shar. He's a good cow. She gives milk. She's happy that her master gives her the food. So a person should make himself like a behema by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bar Olam, Avinu Shebashamayim, whatever he gives us is so good, it's so wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for everything you give us. Every second of life, every second is a wonderful, wonderful life. Baruch Hashem, the b'china of the Sa'ora. And that's why this Michael Behema is a Michael Adam. Otherwise, other Michael Behema is not a Michael Adam. But the Michael Behema of the Sa'ora is the lesson of being an Anav. But whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu does is Latav Ovid, Chamadon Latav Ovid, this is the Koyach of the Sa'ora. It is the Koyach, that's why people who eat it in the Cholent. The Cholent, you put everything in. Everything. But the basic food is the Sa'ora. Because on Shabbos, you know everything comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything comes from Him. And we're very thankful to Him. That's why we want to eat a lot of barley on Shabbos. And that's the Koyach of the Sa'ora. We should be Zocha. Vada, there's Chochma, and there's Dina, and there's Das. These are all high things. And there's the Koyach of Torah. But it all has to have, the foundation has to be anivus, like Torah is Mayim. Mayim goes to the lowest levels, it goes down, down, down from the mountains to the ocean. Torah goes down to people who are novim. You have to be able to say, I don't know anything. My Rebbe teaches me. My Rebbe. The Koch of a Rebbe. What's this guy for, this guy for people think? I know. I don't know anything. My Rebbe, I try to know. I'm trying. But if I make a mistake, I ask my Rebbe. My Rebbe tells me to figure it out. What's right, what's wrong. Eventually, I can, maybe I'll become a Rebbe one day. But I have to begin, for sure, I have to have Rebbeim. And if for some reason you leave Rebbe X, you have to find a Rebbe Y. Can't be without a Rebbe. It's not Shaykh. Kehem Chayein Baruch Yomeinu. We live from the Rebbeim. The Chassidim say from the Tzaddikim. It's all the same thing. Tzaddik, a Rebbe, it's all the same. So this is the Koch of being a Seora. Knowing that we're getting our food from our Chachamim, our Rebbeim, they're teaching us. We're just a Behema, Nevada. The biggest Rebbe, the Rebbe of all Rebbe's, the Baruch Olam, nice in our Torah. Teaches Torah, Amr Yisrael, Namitam Yisrael, all the time. He teaches us the Torah because of our feeling to share in his holy Torah. So we are a behema. We eat the Seorah, we want to be Zocha for Torah. Let me go over to the Tamar. Tzadik HaTamar Yifrach, Kazvan and Yisgach. The Tamar is the Koyach of a Tzadik. Because once a person has Choch Mabina Vadas, and he's a very big Anav, he knows that whatever he has is just Lamala. The gift of heaven. He's not a big shot, he's not an egoist, egotist, he's a pashtayi. So then he can become a tzaddik. Then he can work on all his midos, he can admit his mistakes. A tzaddik is someone who's about tshuva. Someone who realizes he's not perfect, he's not, he has a lot to do, a lot to fix all the time. Every second in the world there's something to fix. So Mamela is a tzaddik. Tzaddik atama yifroch. And tzaddik atama yifroch means a lot of very delicious fruit, the tamar. Very sweet, and has a lot of meisim tovim. It's a beautiful peri, because the meisim tovim of tzaddikim is the peris. Peris is the meisim tovim that the tree, the tzaddik, produces. So we should all be zeichem mispalel to bara olam, and the source that we're keeping, we're doing for this year, the seder of the ilanus of Eretz Yisrael, should be zeichem the koyach of Eretz Yisrael. We should all be tzaddikim, and we should all find our own rebbe. Our own tzaddik who teach us what to do and how to go through this difficult world. The simcha, Yerud Hashem, the simcha tamim. So, yayin is the sodo satora. Chino, once we already have the chita, the chacham bin avadas, and the seora, we know that we have anivus, shemen, zayis, chochmav, Torah Shabbat Peh, tzaddik, mais, and tovim. Then, once you have all of that, your tzaddik, the nigla, the dibur, chochmav, chshava, mais, the dibur, do everything that you're supposed to do according to halacha, your tzaddik, then you have a right to go into Sodas Torah. There's no Kabbalah center skipping over the basics. The basics are Gemara, Shining, Shulchan Aruch. After we know that, or at least we're committed to that, we're trying our best, so we start a little bit of the Sodas Torah, the Yayin. Nitznach Yayin Yotze Sod. Yayin is the Gematria of Sod, or the Gematria of 70. 70 wisdoms, 70 levels of wisdom. Shitaka Bizoche. So meanwhile, we have here, Gavir was Mazakos, with red grapes and white grapes. Because in Torah, in the Sodas of Torah, there's the red and there's the white. The Sodas of Dinim, Chin of Red, and the Sodas of Chesed, Chin of White. And we mix a little white with the red, and we get Rachmin. Sakhar should be Zocha by learning Sodas of Torah, and by being Talmidim of the holy Baal Shem Tov, who was a great visionary who saw that the sodas, the secrets of Torah, are supposed to become nigla in Yimos HaMashiach. Since we're getting ready for Mashiach, we're ready to hear the footsteps of Mashiach, we have the ikvos of the Mashiach. We hear his footsteps, those of us who are zochet, it's a swell, we see it. Mamish, you hear, you see. Anyone who goes there and doesn't see it, it's a nine level of Yoros, nine level of Yishmo, about it. You'll go a Pashut, Ma'od. See the footsteps of Mashiach Mamish. So, We know that the Baal Shem Tov said that's why now is the time that the Soda Sator to start coming out. And that's why we're able to learn Chassidus as I saw in the book that my son wrote, Flames of Fire, from Rav Wolfson. He quotes one of the Rebbes who say that the Ria Kadosh taught those people who are Zocha Lachach the pathways of heaven. He made the map. He showed the map of heaven. But, you know, not everybody can go up to heaven to use that map. So, very few people are Zocha to Torah Soari. Only those who can read the roadmap to go to heaven. But the Baal Shem Tov took heaven, put heaven on earth, and made the roadmap of heaven on earth. He put heaven down to us. So that's why that's Chassidus. So that's why we're Zocha, Baruch Shem, a little bit following the derech of the Baal Shem. An incredible visionary, incredible Baal Ruach HaKodesh, who saw that this is necessary for Am Yisrael in the time of so much Nebuch Kfira. People are blind to themselves, that they don't want to believe that there's a God in the world, God forbid. Such an obvious fact. But that's what it is. It's the Karech of Amalek. So to overcome the Karech of Amalek, the Karech of the Sveikos, that the Nebuch the Amalekim in the world, without any busha, I mean, they have no shame to say such foolishness. And the guy says, I'm stupid. And he gets on the radio, says, I'm stupid. So he gets on the radio, says, I'm an atheist. He says, I'm stupid. So, but anyway, you repeat a big lie often enough, you convince a lot of people to believe the big lie. So Mamela says, man, of the lack of emunah and betochen especially. So the Karech of Soda Satorah, where you learn all the secrets of the Torah, you get to learn what emunah and betochen is. So that's why the Karech of the Yayin, of the Geffen also, according to one opinion, was the Eitz Hadas Tov Ra. It's the Karech of the wisdom, but it's a deeper, deeper wisdom. Should be Zochen, the Zchus, that we must follow. There should be good Gefanim in Eretz Yisrael. Should be a good Kerem, wonderful, wonderful, very rich, fat grapes all over Eretz Yisrael to make wonderful Yayin for the Seder. For Pesach, the Av L'Shem Yishol Geula, and you should be able to sing Shir Al Yayin, the Shir of Yayin, and the Me'el Rizocha for the Soda Satorah, and the Bechin of Mashiach came.
Amen.
You can mix a little water with your red wine to make it a little red and the white. Next, we're going to do the Te'ena. Note that Te'ena Yochel Pirya. The Te'ena, more than any other fruit which grows in Eretz Yisrael, needs a lot of Shmira. Because since it's so sweet, a lot of the bugs like to eat it before we can eat it ourselves. So we have to open it up all the time to see if there's not the worm inside. So, Shvitaka Bizocha, once we learn so much Torah, come Tzadikim, and Soda Satorah, but we need Shmira. Ena Brocha Mitzuya, Dabba Samim in the Ayin. Ayin Ara is a very bad thing. Ayin Ara kills a lot of people. Most says 99 out of 100 people in the cemetery are there because of Ayin Ara. It's amazing. Amazing. He's a pashi. It's not shaykh. It says to avoid people being jealous. Kinna covered by taibim. It's seen as adman olam. Kayach being jealous. You see it in every baby. Every little baby is so jealous of other kids. You give one kid something, the other kid right away is jealous. Why don't you give me also? So it's built into Adam. Adam is a kayach of kinna. But kinna say from tab chachma. Use kinna for the right thing. I see a big time chacham. He's my age. And I'm just as smart as he is, but he works and I'm a little bit of a lazy guy. So the kinna will make me learn more, so I'll catch up. So kinna is good if it's used for chachma. But so we need shmira against ayin hara. We need shmira against all the mazik, live nezek, mazikim in the world, katrikim. It's a dangerous place. But the koyach of Torah, and especially being with the Rebbe gives a shmira. But the Rebbe is stronger than we are. So if we hang on to the Rebbe, we hang on to the tzaddik, we get to the right place. We have a shmira. Especially shmira of being beis medrash, the Abba Kosei shall beis medrash, tremendous protection. Klai Yisrael throughout the centuries has lived with the yeshiva and with the shul, beis knesses, beis medrash. This is the protection for Am Yisrael, like the mezuzah, karech of Torah. So we run to the beis medrash. The Dov Melech says, "My legs take me. I don't even have to think about it. I run to the beis medrash. I have nothing to do. I'm in the beis medrash." We have a karech of shmira. That's why we can become a tzaddik, which is the whole purpose of being in this world. So in the schus, the Eretz Yisrael will have a lot of te'enim, a lot of beautiful figs. And the Klai Yisrael will have a lot of tzaddikim. And the Shemira, Kodesh Baruch Hu, who watch over Klai Yisrael, the Jews, the length, width, breadth, the Eretz Yisrael should have a Shemira, especially the holy Mesiyashivim, the holy Jews who are sitting on the Anshei Sfar, people sitting on the borders of Eretz Yisrael, and the big Shemira. Jews who live in Gush Katif, in Shderot, in all the other places, the Golan, the Gevulois, should have a big shmira because they're watching. They watch us, and Hashem is also watch them. Like a Shoma Te'ena, because Baruch watches the Te'ena. And then, notice the Te'ena, Yerchel period. We have the tree of Eretz Yisrael, the tree of Mashiach that came, Tzaddik, great Tzaddik Mashiach. Bizarre for Gula Shem Heaven, Amen. Shiva Saminim is the Rimo, and Kaisel is Nim Shalom, the Rimo, Kapelach Rimo, it's just like a Rimo, there's Malay, there's Malay, it's full of seeds. For every Jew is Malay Mitzvahs Kerimo, every Jew is full of Mitzvahs Kerimo, it's the lowest, it's the last of the seven fruits. So Bechina, Malchus, Knesset Yisrael, the Shechina, Klai Yisrael, the Yachad, because the Shechina knows, the Shechanti B'Sechim, full B'Sech to Masa, that even though it looks on the surface that Nebuch, sometimes looks like a Jew, Nebuch is sinning, but we know that deep inside is Mali Mitzvahs Kerimah, even if he sins, he means well. But it's a little confused, like around salvation, so I used to say, well-meaning, but misguided. So the well-meaning is the Shechina knows that a Jew means well. And every Jew is Mali Mitzvahs Kerimah. So this taka, at the end of the process of being Mashiach, which is the whole purpose why we're in this world, is to misaken, fix the world, so can come Mashiach. And we fix the world, after we fix ourselves, every person himself, but looks at the other Jews in the world and he sees every Jew that's out. Not only he's a tzaddik, but every other Jew in the world is a tzaddik. Mali mitzvahs kerimayin. Every Jew has his mitzvah, every Jew has his good deed. That he's mamash a tzaddik in that particular area. And that's the reason he's in this world. Be a tzaddik in that particular thing. So all the Jews together, so many mitzvahs, avad Mashiach's going to come. You know that the footsteps of Mashiach go to Eretz Yisrael, the breadth of the land. You see the skyscrapers in Tel Aviv, and we see the Kaisel Maravi, and all Kaddish Kadashim. We go to Shiloh and we see the Mokum HaMishkan. We go to Gush Katif and we see the places of Yitzchak HaTzadik. Yitzchak lived in Aza. We go to Shechem, the place of Yosef HaTzadik, and Golan. Moshe Rabbeinu would be Og Melech HaBashan. So the land is full of so many wonderful Jews doing so many great things. And about around the world, Nebuch Jews are stuck in Golos, like us. We're also trying to fix things, trying to fix the Golos, trying to see all the Kedusha that we can see in the world. This Kayach of the Rimon. The Rimon is the last peiri. On the outside looks hard. No one, it's a beautiful looking fruit, but you don't know how you can get inside. But somehow, you crack it open somehow, and then all of a sudden you discover, wow, it's amazing what's going on inside. Same thing with every Jew. He may look hard on the outside, but you open them up, wow, it's amazing what's going on inside. Only good things. So the Shivaka Bizoche, Re'ei B'tuv Yerushalayim, you see the good in Yerushalayim, you see the good in every Yid, and we should be Zoche for a lot of Torah and mitzvahs, and the good of Shem, Amen.
Amen.
We're up to the Esrik. We did the seven midos. We fixed the world. We know what our job is going to be the next few months. So we come. It's Shem, Purim, Pesach. And then we're going to be Zechav, it's Shem for an Esrik. Come around the whole year, finish all the three semesters. We'll get A plus. Trimesters, we'll get the three trimesters. Second, and we'll go through the third, A plus, is Echad for beautiful Esrig. So the Esrig is rather the tzaddik, he did everything he has to do throughout the whole year. The pre eight hadar, it's a beautiful eight pre. And it's hadar mishon al hadar ba eitzar mishon al lishon, what Chazal say. Stays in the tree a whole year. A whole year is a tzaddik, not just certain times. The whole year of the time. So the idea of the Esrik is Kvius. Vada, we fix a lot of things. We have wonderful days. There's a Shabbos Kodesh, which is an amazing day of the week, every Jew. Mamish, it's such a beautiful time, a Shabbos. And then there's a holiday like Tu B'Shvat, and the Purim, and the Pesach. So it's tremendous. But the idea of the Esrik is Hador. The whole year, is an Esrig. It's an Esrig the whole year. It doesn't have any seasons. It's always beautiful. It's that tefillah, Kodesh Baruch Hu. She gives us the kayach of being kavua. Being kavua. Not to have nefilos. Not to have nebuch. Times we fall down. If God forbid we ever fall, we should come back even stronger than before. Shevi Yipul Tzadik V'kam. Tzaddik can fall seven times. It gets up every time stronger than before. We have to have the Kalach of Emunah and Betacha. Emunah is, and Betacha is something which is Kavua. No matter what's going on around me, but I have the Emunah and the Betacha, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Avinu Shebashamayim is taking care of me. Kol Ma'ador Lachmon L'Tav Avid. Every situation he puts me in is only for the best. It's going to work out for the best. Maybe I don't understand it yet, but I will. It's Hashem. I have to have emunah. There's a Bar Olam. Finish by Shemayim. Mamash takes care of us every second. Watches over of us. We have the Tachim. We will see the Gula Shlema. We'll be able to see. We will be an Esrig. We will be a pre-Eitz Hadar. Don't be Eitz HaMishon HaLashon with a Kavius. With a beautiful Kavius. Taka will be zeicher for the gula shalema and pchino yom kippur sukkos shmini atzeres. See the koyach of the shmini malam and ateva zeicher for gula shalema meisim mashiach. Every fruit will be an eitz hadar. Every fruit from every tree. See the malanei svak. There'll be no more barren trees. Every tree will give out fruits as beautiful as the esrog. Shkizach l'chach m'hev m'ein. Amen. We're now going to eat many different fruits because there's no limit to Kodesh Baruch Hu's bracha. We should be zocha for all the fruits.
The tamarind, you just break open.
Gabriel will explain everything.
You just break it open. It's apparently it's like what the carob tastes like when it's fresh.
So, yes, you make
there's a seed in there also.
We'll make a shekhiyanu and the new thing, which we haven't had the whole year.
So. That's papaya.
You haven't had a papaya? Where's
the papaya?
There you go. Because this is the time of the din for the tree. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gives the bracha for all the fruits in the world for the whole year. It's a special time now, Tzibur Shvat, Rosh Hashanah Lilanas, Rosh Hashanah, we make Rosh Hashanah, but then we were able to live a whole year to Rosh Hashanah, people. But the Shechiyanu and Rosh Shvat is for the fruits. So make Shechiyanu. This I haven't eaten in a whole year for sure. Right? Baruch atah Adonino, Yeloheinu, Melech Ho'olam, Shechiyanu, V'kimonu, V'kiyanu, L'zman hazeh. נחם נפיוב נזבן מתובון ואכולה בקדושה ותאורו כעתו עדינוי תהיב ומיטיב לכל בנויד לך על האורץ ועל המחיו ועל פרי הגופן ועל הפירויס וכעתו עדינוי על האורץ ועל המחיו ועל קרקולו ועל פרי הגפן ועל הפירויס
אמן
וכעתו עדינוי נולהנו מלך עולם ורי נפושס רבויס וחסו אינון על כל מה שבו עשו להכריז בהם נפש כל חוי. Okay, well,
amen.
I'd like everybody to clean up. And we want to tentatively schedule a Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph Nesiba. Figure out how to do it. The Bnei Yisrael says that starting from Tu Bishvat, every 2 weeks is a Simcha by Klal Yisrael. Tu Bishvat, Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph, Purim Kata, Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis, Purim Gadol, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, Pesach, every 2 weeks we have a simcha. Smith Shem. We know that we'll try to make it a mesibah for every simcha. Shkarach.
Hiya.
Chassidus Thursday night. Chassidus. Menchat.